Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty. Well, let's get into some music. You speak behind your back. nothing to do but travel, and we sure travel a lot. Cause it's hard to keep your feet from moving when the sand gets so hot. And in the morning it's matter hot cake, we snack on manna all day. And they sure had a winner last night for dinner, flaming manna's souffle. Well, we won't complain for something through the munch. The brown opened up and had some of us for lunch. Ooh, but fire and smoke. Can't God even take our joke?
Alrighty. Okay. Oh, well, let's get into the message. Amen. How to live a worry-free year. Okay, as you're turning to Matthew chapter 6, I want to ask you a question. As we continue dealing with COVID virus and the challenge of staying COVID-free with businesses closing down and with the loss of income of parents becoming homeschool facilitators, is it possible to live a worry-free year? I feel like I'm like the man who said, we don't know where we are going, but we are on our way. Buckle up. 2021 has finally arrived, and with it, some of the same challenges we faced in 2020. And I can prove it this radio broadcast. Are you an excessive worrier? If 2020 has revealed anything, it reveals who your worry warts are. You may feel like the woman who always walks around long face, never laughs, nor smiles. Okay, you never laughed or smiled. One day her friend asked her if she was feeling all right. She said, oh, I feel good today, but when I feel good, I always feel bad because I know it's just a matter of time until I feel worse. I believe I met a few of her cousins. Did you know that most of the things you worry about never happen? Thomas Kepler wrote about a person who realized that their fears were ruining and running their life. They began to keep track of what was worrying them and found that 40% of things they worried about were things that never happened. 30% of the things are going to happen and we cannot change. 12% of the things they worried about were just other people's opinions. 10% of the things they worried about were needless health worries. And 8% of the things they worried about were pretty miscellaneous worries. The conclusion was that half of the things we worry about never happen. And the other half will happen anyway, so why worry? Worry can't change the past, but it will ruin the present. The only place worry will get you ahead of time is the cemetery. It's like the person who said, "Don't tell me that worry doesn't do any good. I know better. The things I worry about don't happen." Hey, folks, worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you anywhere. And yet, the rich worry because they're afraid of losing their wealth. The poor worry because they have no money. The educated worry because they know so much to worry about. The uneducated worry because they don't know enough to worry. The married worry about losing their spouse. A single worry because they have no spouse. So worry does not discriminate. We worry about things we do have and worry about the things we don't have. And all this worry is preventing us from reaching our potential that God has planned for us. Amen? So we can live worry-free in 2021. It's worry-free life in 2021, even possible. Remember what the angel said to Mary in Luke chapter 1, verse 37. For with God, nothing will be impossible. And how we need to say along with Mary in verse 38, let it be to me according to your word. So now when you come to Matthew chapter 6, 25, you're stepping into the middle of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. He just finished saying in verse 24b, you cannot serve both God and money. And then in verse 25 begins with the word therefore. In other words, in light of what I've just been saying, now do this. So what are you to do in verse 25? Therefore, I tell you, don't worry about your life. In fact, he's going to tell us that three times in these verses. Once here in verse 25, then again in verse 31. So don't worry, and again in verse 34. Therefore, don't worry. Now, here's what that tells me. God will involve me living worry-free in 2021. And when I'm living full of worry rather than free of worry, I'm missing out on his blessing and best. I want for you in 2021 what Paul wanted for his believers at Corinth when he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 32, I want you to be free from all worries. And I want you to be without concerns. So, how do you live worry-free in 2021? Well, let's hear from Jesus starting in Matthew chapter 6, 25, and read down to verse 34 as we learn how to live a worry-free in 2021. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. Therefore, I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing? Consider the birds of the sky. They don't sow or reap or gather into barns, yet the Heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth more than they? Can any of you add one moment to his lifespan by worrying? And why do you worry about clothes? Observe how the wildflowers of the field grow. They don't labor or spin thread. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was adorned like one of these. That's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow. Won't he do much more for you, you of little faith? So don't worry, saying what we will eat, or what we will drink, or what we will wear. For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, and your Heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So, now as we walk through these verses together, I want to give you three words to write down, like hooks to hang your coat on. Here are the three words, like hooks that you can hang your life on, that's going to help you live a worry-free life in 2021. Now pay attention, especially your worry rewards. Jesus tells us three times in these verses not to worry. You say, Kenneth, I cannot stop worrying. That's like saying you cannot stop committing adultery, or you cannot stop stealing, or you cannot stop unforgiving. It's not that you cannot, you will not. Do you think Jesus, who is full of love and mercy, would command us not to worry if we couldn't? Of course he wouldn't. He commands us not to worry, knowing we can choose not to worry. If you can choose to worry, then you can choose not to worry. Amen? By the way, throughout the Bible, whenever you come across a command given by God, You can know when he gives it. He gives it what we need in order to follow it. There are no unfollowable commands. So what is worry? The word literally means to be pulled apart in two different directions. Worry means to tear apart, to come apart at the seams. Worry now, when it tears you apart, it tears you down. Do you know what worry really is? It's your personal irritation with God. There is a thing going on in your life that God allowed, and you cannot control it. Soon your mind starts focusing on what might happen. So what do? Worry, fret, wring your hands, panic. I heard about a man who was so eat up with worry that he decided to build a worry box. He decided to do all his worrying one day a week. He chose Wednesday. So when anything happened that gave him anxiety, he would write it down and put it in his worry box and forget about it until the following Wednesday. Well, when that Wednesday rolled around, he would open his worry box. He found that most of the things that had upset him in the past 6 days were already settled. He saved himself a lot of wasted worry. So some of you are worrying for nothing. And if you continue to worry, you're going to hurt your health. Dr. Charles Mayo of the Mayo Clinic said, worry affects the circulation, the heart, the glands, the whole nervous system, and profoundly affects the health. I have never known a man to die of overwork, but many who died of worry. America's finest physicians are now saying that worry is the mother of cancer. Heart disease, high blood pressure, and ulcers. It's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you. So no wonder Jesus tells us in verse 25, therefore I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body or what you will wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing? He is not condoning laziness. He is condemning worry. Don't let your circumstances dictate your obedience and trust in God. So the first word to help us to live worry-free is instruction. In verse 26, consider the birds of the sky. They don't sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth more than they? Consider how inferior the birds are to us. They cannot plant a crop, produce a crop, pray over a crop, and yet God takes care of them. So if you're worrying yourself sick these days about the COVID virus or your set of circumstances when you walk outside in a few minutes, just observe the birds in the air. If God takes care of them, how much more is he going to take care of you? His purchased possession. And in verse 27, can you add one moment to this lifespan by worrying? Some translations say, which of you by worrying can add one cubit, which is 18 inches, to his stature? You say, whether it's adding one moment to my lifespan or adding any height to my stature by worrying is silly. You're correct. It cannot. It's a waste of time. That's what Jesus is saying. Worry can produce a better tomorrow or change yesterday, but it can spoil a perfectly good today. And then verses 28 to 30, and why do you worry about clothes? Observe how the wildflowers of the field grow. They don't labor or spin or thread. Yet, I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was adorned like one of these. If that's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, won't he do much more for you than a little faith? A third grade teacher is trying to instruct her class on how to use fractions. She asked a little boy in the front row, what is 3/4 of 5/16? He said, I don't know exactly what it is, but it's not enough to worry about. So now Jesus tells us in verse 30 that worry is faith issue. You have little faith. Do you know what worry really is? It's unbelief. Worry is the outward expression of the inward unbelief. Your worry says to God that you don't believe that he can handle your situation or that you do believe he can handle it but won't. George Mueller said that the beginning of worry is the end of faith. The beginning of faith is the end of worry. So what we need is a solution to our worry for life. How do we live worry throughout the year? How can peace, our circumstances are caving in all around us? It's obstruction, observation, and solution. So here's what you've been waiting for, the solution to living a worry for 2021. And it's found in verses 33 to 34. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be provided for you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. You see, verse 33 says, seek first. It's one of those present tense verbs which speak of continual action. You can say seek first and keep on seeking first. There is something for us to seek first every hour, every day, every week, every month. And by seeking this first, our worries will begin to fade. So what are we to be seeking first? Verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hey, rather than worrying like the unbelievers do, focus your attention on the things of God. And listen to this. As you focus on the things of God, he will take care of your needs. And yet, what's the first thing we tend to do when problems come, or when a crisis comes? We take our focus off things of God and onto the problem. We drop out of small groups. We drop out of choir. We drop our choir time. We drop our prayer time. We drop our time in God's Word. We drop out of the fellowship as we end up in wilderness of worry. So listen to the words of Jesus again in verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, okay, those things that you've been worried about shall be added to you. I can hear some of you saying, I can't just stop worrying about this thing. Yes, you can. Listen to Isaiah chapter 26, verses 3 and 4. You will keep the mind that is dependent on you in perfect peace, for it's trusting in you. Trust the Lord forever, because the Lord himself is an everlasting rock. So do you know what the opposite of worry is? It's trust. When trust moves in, worry moves out. When worry moves in, trust moves out. So you know what that trust means? The word carries the idea of having your face down on the ground, just lying there with your face on the ground before God, just having confidence in God in every circumstance. So look up here. You either worry or you trust. Let me give you one more passage of scripture that's part of the solution to living worry-free in 2021. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, don't worry about anything, but everything through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Notice that Paul begins in verse 6 with worry, and then ends the verse 7 talking about peace. And between worry and peace is prayer. Do you know what worry robs you? It's peace. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, for he is our peace. Here's what Jesus tells us about living worry-free in 2021. If you will put me first, I'll take care of all your needs. So trust in him, trust worry to flee. One day a man visited a clockmaker's shop where he saw a pendulum that was attached to a new timepiece. He thought the clock would be expected to tick night and day for decades, 60 times a minute, 360 times an hour, multiplying the number of ticks in the hour by 24, and that figure is 365. He came up with a staggering total of nearly 190 million ticks every year. He imagined the poor pendulum thinking, I can never do it. Then the man thought, sure it can. It needs to only be one tick at a time. So, hey, folks, life is hard by the yard and sins by the inch. So, verse 34, therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Amen? Well, that concludes the sermon for today. Okay, now let's get into the invitation. Okay, you have a chance to get right with God if you're not in good standing with the Lord. You have a chance to get saved here today. So, okay, and if you are traveling down this long dusty road and never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down, okay, or maybe you lack a purpose in your life and you need some, or maybe you suffer from anxiety or depression, or something more worse, such as addiction to alcohol or drugs, okay, sexual morality, overeating, gambling, whatever the problem may be, you see, the Lord can take it away if he knows you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do anything for you. So the question is today, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I acknowledge to you that I'm a sinner, and I'm so sorry for my sins and the life that I've lived. I so desperately need your forgiveness. I believe that you're the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, shed his precious blood on the cross of Calvary and died for my sins, and I'm now willing to turn from my sins. You said in your holy word in Romans 10:9, that if we confess the Lord our God and believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. So right now, I confess Jesus as Lord of my soul. With my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. This very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior, and according to his word, right now, I am saved. So I want to say thank you, Jesus, for your unlimited grace, which has saved me from my sins. I thank you, Jesus, that your grace never leaves a license, but rather it always leads to repentance. So therefore, Lord Jesus, transform my life so that I may bring glory and honor to you alone and not to myself. So once again, I want to thank you, Jesus, for dying for me and giving me the precious eternal life. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of God. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen? Alrighty. Well, let's play some more music here. Thank you. gospel all around. Yes, indeedy. All righty. Okay. Let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today you are complete in me. You may feel as though you are lacking, but that's not the deepest truth about who you are or who I am on the inside of you. There is nothing incomplete about you, because I am in you, and I lack nothing. Therefore, you lack nothing. Do you believe this? Do you believe that I am your truth, your life, and your way forward? Circumstances of life may be true, but I am your truth. Your truth is a person, and his name is I Am. Fill in the blanks, beloved. I am well, therefore sickness cannot touch you. I am provision, therefore money cometh. I am in ascendancy, therefore you are above only, not beneath. Nothing can usurp the reality of who I am on the inside of you. Grasp this. Lay hold to the reality of who I am on the inside of you, and see every challenge fade to nothing. This is the most basic truth of life in my kingdom, and it's my kingdom that you live and move and have your being. So go out in your day to day and live out the reality of who I am in your life. Setbacks, they will yield. Opposition, it will turn back. Contrary circumstances, they will be reversed. Evil reports. Okay, the good news of my promise will usurp them. This is the ground that I am standing on, waiting on you to join me every day that you walk around on this earth. For every downturn and disappointment, know that I paid for it all on the cross. There's no need to try to be something that you're not, or to bend life or difficult people to your will. For I have worked all that was necessary on the cross on your behalf. Your part and your portion are to fall prostrate on the cross each day, receiving the fullness of your salvation, and then rising up in the entitlement of the Son of God, that you are to see of the travail of your soul and be satisfied. This is the place I have prepared for you. This is the assurance wherewith I have assured you not only an outcome in eternity, but total victory in each day's battle. Bring forth victory unto victory and triumph unto triumph, says the Lord. Amen. And this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All right, well, this is going to conclude tonight's broadcast. Okay, I hope you stay blessed, Casa. Okay. We'll be back Tuesday night for another great episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. So until we meet again at 8:00 p.m. Central Standard Time on Tuesday. So then, goodbye and be blessed.